A real estate developer stands before skeptical bankers, proposing to transform a derelict Commodore hotel into a gleaming Grand Hyatt. They laugh. Manhattan is bleeding money, crime runs rampant, and he wants to build luxury? Yet within years, that same project becomes a crown jewel of the city's revival. This is the paradox at the heart of dealmaking. While others see obstacles, a select few see the outline of something magnificent. The difference isn't luck or capital. It's a willingness to imagine what doesn't yet exist, and the psychological fortitude to pursue it when everyone insists you're wrong. Understanding this mindset reveals why some people transform skylines while others merely occupy them. Here's what most people get wrong about risk-taking. They assume bold deals require blind optimism. The reality is far more interesting. Before committing to any Atlantic City casino, the strategy wasn't to visualize success, it was to meticulously map every possible disaster. What if the gaming license gets rejected? What if construction costs explode? What if the market collapses? Only after identifying these nightmare scenarios and building protection against each one did the deal proceed. Consider the contrast. Competitors like Baron Hilton started construction before securing gaming licenses, ultimately losing hundreds of millions when approvals fell through. Meanwhile, a different approach involved assembling land through options with contingency clauses, waiting patiently for licensing, then partnering with Holiday Inns, who financed everything and guaranteed against losses for 5 years. The result? Accepting 50% ownership with zero risk beat 100% ownership with total exposure. When Hilton's project failed, purchasing it at a fraction of its cost became possible. This reveals a profound truth. Successful dealmakers aren't gamblers, they're chess players, systematically eliminating risk before making their moves. Protection of the downside isn't cowardice, it's the foundation that makes bold action possible. Walk into any negotiation desperate to close, and you've already lost. Leverage, the ability to walk away or possess something they want, determines who controls the outcome. When you lack obvious leverage, manufacture it through imagination and psychology. With the Commodore Hotel, announcing closure plans created leverage by highlighting a boarded-up eyesore near Grand Central. With Holiday Inns, exaggerating Atlantic City construction progress made them eager to partner before missing out. For Television City, the project name itself leveraged the city's fear of losing NBC to New Jersey. The pattern? Leverage isn't just what you have, it's what others believe you have. Press coverage creates perceived value, which becomes actual value. Even negative coverage keeps projects visible and creates an impression of significance. Most powerful is psychological leverage. Identify what the other party fears and desires, then position proposals to address those emotions. With banks during New York's fiscal crisis, appealing to guilt and moral obligation succeeded where conventional approaches failed. The lesson? If you don't have leverage naturally, create it through creativity and insight into human nature. When treated unfairly, fighting back hard deters future exploitation and strengthens your negotiating position. Location, location, location is real estate's most famous and misunderstood mantra. Value isn't inherent, it's created through perception and promotion. Museum Tower had prime Fifth Avenue real estate, but never achieved Trump Tower's mystique. More remarkably, Trump Plaza on 3rd Avenue, a mediocre location purchased inexpensively, transformed into a prestigious address through strategic marketing. The team deliberately created scarcity, telling callers, "We're sold out," to intensify desire. Prices rose 12-fold, with two-bedroom units selling for $1.5 million, higher per square foot than anticipated. Architecture served psychology. Trump Tower's atrium featured Breccia Pernice marble and an 80-foot waterfall, creating flattering, energizing environments. Polished brass escalators and reflective glass made spaces appear larger and more luxurious. The insight? People don't buy properties, they buy feelings and identities. Success came from selling the only place for a certain kind of very wealthy person to live. This understanding of consumer psychology transformed luxury real estate marketing, proving the best deal often matters more than the best location. Promotion creates excitement, but execution creates lasting value. You can generate buzz and attract partners, but without exceptional delivery, people eventually catch on. This execution focus manifested in 5 differentiating principles. First, obsession with quality. Rejecting 60% of marble from the quarry for Trump Tower or insisting on a dramatic 170-foot glass-enclosed restaurant over 42nd Street. These weren't aesthetic indulgences. They created tangible value competitors couldn't match. Second, hands-on management. Visiting construction sites daily, questioning $5,000 overcharges, maintaining relentless attention to detail. When renovating Woolman Rink, discovering the city's refrigeration consultants had never built a skating rink led to direct involvement that ensured on-time, under-budget completion. Third, value engineering, spending on visible quality while ruthlessly eliminating waste. At Trump's Castle, removing extra door hinges and relocating cooling towers resulted in Atlantic City's first casino hotel built on time and on budget. Fourth, hiring exceptional talent, paying top dollar for the best people with performance-based incentives. Taking over Harrah's Atlantic City, hiring Stephen Hyde and executives from Golden Nugget increased profits from $35 million to $58 million in year one. Finally, fighting for quality standards, refusing to compromise on details like polishing brass twice monthly. This insistence justified premium prices and created sustainable success. Dealmakers maintain maximum flexibility by developing at least 6 approaches for every opportunity, since most deals collapse. Trump Tower had an office building backup if residential approvals failed. When the city's financial crisis struck the Penn Central Rail Yards project, pivoting from government-financed housing to a convention center demonstrated adaptive thinking. This flexibility extends to timing and structure, passing on Atlantic City properties before the gambling referendum, preferring to pay more for certainty later, exemplifies strategic patience. For the Commodore Hotel, creating a complex arrangement, buying for $10 million, selling to the city for $1, then leasing back for 99 years, solved impossible obstacles. Maintain flexibility regarding your role itself. Sometimes developer, sometimes builder, sometimes operator, sometimes partner, sometimes seller. This chameleon-like ability maximizes options and returns. The psychological foundation is comfort with uncertainty. While others need definitive plans, thriving in fluid situations allows seeing opportunities others miss and pivoting quickly when conditions change. True power in dealmaking isn't controlling every variable, it's maintaining enough options that no single outcome can destroy you. Conflict reveals who's serious and who folds under pressure. Most avoid confrontation, creating advantage for those willing to endure short-term discomfort for long-term gain. This isn't aggression. It's recognizing that losing costs more than fighting for what matters. The real thrill is the game itself, spotting opportunity, overcoming obstacles, building something new. Time becomes more valuable than money. Personal involvement matters more than financial contribution. The Mar-a-Lago acquisition reflects appreciation for beauty and history alongside profit. International ventures signal ambition for global impact beyond any single skyline. Knowing when to pursue new directions matters as much as negotiating terms. In a world obsessed with security, there's something deeply human about choosing uncertainty because it's more interesting. Your greatest deals aren't behind you. They're the ones you haven't imagined yet. After 2 decades of building what many said couldn't be done, an interesting question emerges. What happens when you've already won? The journey continues because knowing the answer would take half the fun out of it. This openness to new possibilities, maintaining the excitement of discovery while applying accumulated wisdom, perhaps best captures the essence of approaching business and life. Success in dealmaking ultimately comes down to core principles that separate those who transform skylines from those who merely occupy them. Protect the downside obsessively before pursuing any upside. Systematic risk elimination makes bold action possible. create leverage through psychology and perception when you lack natural advantages. Recognize that value is created through promotion and perception, not just inherent quality. People buy feelings and identities, not just properties. Execute relentlessly on every detail. Promotion gets attention, but only exceptional execution creates sustainable success. Maintain maximum flexibility through multiple simultaneous options. True power comes from ensuring no single outcome can destroy you. In the end, deal-making isn't just about transactions. It's about seeing possibilities others miss and having the courage to pursue them when conventional wisdom says you're wrong.